All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to ask the question of, you know, all of you, but especially those on the right. What happens if the Republicans leave Donald Trump behind? You know, what happens if the Republican Party finally comes to their senses and says, look, we've been watching the September 6th hearings. January 6th hearings. And we realize that Donald Trump is the wrong person. And we know that he's going down. Clearly, anybody watching that knows that he's going down. There's no way he's going to survive this. And even if it doesn't mean that he's going to jail, it clearly shows who he is and what he's done. And anybody who's willing to push that narrative and still think that Donald Trump should be, their guy, 40 to 50% of Republicans and conservatives still believe in this guy. And so even in the face of all of those things, I'm telling you now, there's no way possible that Donald Trump is ever going to become the president of the United States ever again. You know, I'm willing to put up everything that I have to back that up. There's no way possible that this man is going to be able to ever again become the president of the United States. Ain't gonna happen. Because even Republicans, some of them, and conservatives, some of them, you know, they haven't lost total control over their faculties. And even though they love him, they realize this is a failing proposition at best to somehow believe that a man who's been exposed as one of the lowest of the low, who lacks humanity at all, even at its lowest level, that's Donald Trump. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. That's who he's always going to be. And any Republican who sees that a clear picture and still decides to vote for him, well, you got to question their lack of humanity themselves. But make no mistake about it. What happens then if what we know is going to happen, the fact that this man is never going to become the president of the United States ever again, where do they go from there? You know, it's a place, it's a time where people have to really sit down and think about it and make adjustments to their thoughts. It's not an easy thing to do, but it is the right thing to do. To still support this man in the face of all of his baggage. To still support this man on the face of all of his baggage is an amazing thing to me. And I don't know, can you hear that right? Can you hear? Are you okay? Need to turn that up? Down. Okay, let's bring in my guess. Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little better. It's fine.
You need it higher or lower?
Lower.
Is that it? Maybe I got the wrong one. Is that it?
A little bit more.
A little bit up?
Yep. No, down. Perfect.
Down.
Perfect. That's good.
Okay. All right. Sam, do you have? All right, Mr. Tom Nelson, who is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm great. It's good to be on again.
Hey, let's get up and get up here.
All right. Yeah, that's great. It's great to be back on again. I love it. This is one of my favorite radio shows. This is good. You're just great host.
So before we get into all those other things, I'm asking the question about what happens to people who see what's going on with and the truth being exposed in these hearings. And they see this man for who he is.
I think it's very revealing. I think for a lot of us that were hoping that we wouldn't learn about these things, because a lot of us knew that this was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, back in January of 2021, I think it was like January 7th, right after the insurrection, I called for Ron Johnson to resign. And the reason why, and there's some history here, and one of the reasons why I got into this race so early, October of 2020, is I had a sneaking suspicion that Ron Johnson was going to break his promise and run for a third term.
Right.
And if he was going to do that, we needed a Democrat on point that was holding him accountable every single day. And that's what we have been doing for almost 20 months. And back in January, he had spent, prior to that, about 2 or 3 months of ginning up these election conspiracies and ginning up false information about COVID. He was abusing his position of chair of the Homeland Security. So I thought to myself, if he is really into these conspiracies, okay? Like he was a bulldog on an ankle bone.
Right, right.
There had to be something here that he was doing more than just getting angry and yelling to a microphone, that he was more involved in what he was letting on to be. And here we are 18 months later, and it is pretty clear that our suspicions have been completely confirmed, that he was indeed an active participant. He was not just ginning things up from his public position, but he literally was physically involved. He was handing the electors. He was handing these fake ballots. He was directly involved. He needs to go to jail. He needs, and I'm not just saying that in a pejorative sense that we need to, you know, get rid of this guy, though, but it is clear as day that he has broken the law. DOJ has got to do an investigation. I was the first candidate. So look, I was the first candidate to call on him to resign. I was the first candidate to call on him to be subpoenaed back in January. And I'm the first candidate to call for an investigation by the Department of Justice.
The last 3 days or so, he's changed his mind on a story.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
No.
And so we're talking about at the highest level of government.
Right. I mean
we're not talking about a state representative, right? I mean, I'm not, it's bad enough for or a county supervisor, right? Or school board. We're talking about a United States senator, one of the most powerful people on earth, who's led this.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to do what he should do.
Mm-hmm.
He should be like the proverbial turtle and stick his head back in the shell and leave, right?
Or what we can do is we could take the turtle and put it on top of the fence post. What's this thing about he didn't get there, but we knew someone else was involved,
right?
You know, like you just sit there like, what's he doing up there?
Right.
Just keep him up there for the rest of his life. Let him cook in the sun.
Yeah, he really should. He should be walking away. Got to go to a break. I'm so happy Mr. Tom Nelson is back in the studio, back in the saddle again. We'll be right back.